Merry Christmas from Pride Radio.
Excuse me, please tell me I wasn't the only one singing along with Mariah Carey. And All I Want for Christmas Is You. Joe, Kelly, don't just look at me like
Kelly,
that.
You know I love your strong and wrong high notes.
So if you're just joining us, good morning, Merry Christmas.
Merry
it's Kelly
Christmas.
Scott here and the
Joel
Fabulous.
And McKeldry is here. Why am I talking about myself in the third person?
No idea. But both totally enjoying a bit of Mariah, weren't we, Joe? Because it's like a bit of a tradition. We always try and just really go for the high notes. Some of us making them better than others.
Well, I like to do the first bit, actually.
Yeah, right. Oh, God, you do your bit. Do your Mariah
bit. This is
bit.
The bit I like doing. I mean, not to show off, guys.
Yeah, he is. This is him totally showing
all
off.
All I want for Christmas is you.
You are so annoyingly good. Okay, so to make everyone else feel good about themselves, this is my favourite bit of the song. Okay.
Get ready, guys. You're standing off.
That was nearly good.
until you screamed at the end. Listen, guys, if you think you could beat Kelly, you should come on and sing that for us.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't warmed up.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's you. Is that better? If you can beat me, why don't you come on and do the Mariah challenge, right?
I'm sure people could beat you.
You need no more Prosecco for that man. Get in touch. Right, all right then, Mr. I Can Sing.
Listen, you know I'm your biggest supporter of your singing karaoke performances, but I have to say that wasn't your best moment.
But luckily one of us here can sing. Go on, let's say one of yours off your Christmas album.
Oh,
your favourite one.
Let's have an up-tempo one. Let's do Driving Home for Christmas.
Is there a bit in it where I can join in and do a high note?
Yeah, there is. There's a big high note in the middle of it. You could do that.
Don't worry, we'll keep the mics down for this one. Here's Joe McElderry and Driving Home for Christmas on Pride Radio.
Driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's been so long, but I will be there. I'll sing this song to pass the time away. Driving in my car, driving home for Christmas. Top to toe and tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Get my feet on holy ground. So I sing for you, though you can hear me when I get through. And I feel me, driving in my car, driving home for Christmas, driving home for Christmas, with a thousand memories. Ooh, I take a look at the drive. Just the same. I'm driving home for Christmas.
Hey, Joe McElderry with Driving Home for Christmas. And I'm here as well.
That, nobody ever gets to do that, do they? You know, when you hear a song on the radio, it's not the actual artist that just goes, hello.
Yeah, I'm there. I am. Yeah, listening to me own music. How sad.
Merry Christmas. It is Pride Radio and you are joined with the fabulous Joe McElderry.
Good morning, everyone.
And me, Kelly Scott, having a fabulous time, which I don't know if you heard it earlier on. We played a bit of Mariah. I can't even say the name. We played a bit of Mariah. I think it's too much Prosecco. And I attempted the Mariah challenge of hitting the high note, and Joe wasn't very nice about the high note that I hit.
Listen, I was a supportive friend, but I was honest.
That's why I love you and hate you at the same time. But I did say if anyone else wanted to do the challenge, they could join in. We got a lot of people lined up who are ready to come on and do it, you know.
I cannot wait to hear this.
Me either. But before we go into that, 2020 has been a crazy year for all of us, particularly those like you in the entertainment industry. How's it affected you personally?
Obviously, I had a load of things that I was going to do publicly with audiences and everything like that. And it got changed. And in the summer, I kind of thought, right, you know what? Let's just take things online. Kind of expecting that I would do kind of 4 online shows and that would be it, you know. And the demand has just came and came and came, and people have joined us, and we've done theme nights, we've done Christmas shows, we've done disco night, divas night, my own material, we did all the first 5 albums.
I have to say, one of my favourite nights, I know there was a load of us on it, was when you were dressed as Jerry from the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls v Girls Aloud, that was my favourite actually.
So any of you fans who are listening right now, how it was hilarious. Are you dancing around or attempting to move in your little outfit?
It's been wonderful, you know, because I've made a fool of myself on numerous occasions. I think there's something about being in the comfort of your own home. Like some of the costumes I've put on these live shows, I'm like, I wouldn't dare wear that on stage. But I think because I'm comfortable in my own house and because it's through a laptop, I keep forgetting that everybody's watching. And then I do it and completely forget. And then I log on to Twitter and Instagram and I see all of the tag stories and videos. And I'm like, oh God, yeah, I forgot that that's actually, there's an audience there.
Do you think that's going to, doing all this, do you think it's going to change how you perform in future when you're in front of a crowd? Do you think it's brought something out of you? Because as a friend of yours as well, and a fan, of course, I really see a difference in you in front of a camera now.
Well, I think I've always been used to just being interviewed on camera. So you go on to promote something, or, you know, I mean, you've interviewed us over the years, and you go on and you kind of do the whole, the album's out, the single's out, this is happening, I'm going on tour, or you're promoting whatever TV show you're on. You don't really kind of get a chance to be that natural because you're always being asked a question. So what I found in lockdown is by doing the whole, I did a lot of like kind of online chats with other friends in the industry and just being at home and doing cookery stuff and cocktail making, I've been able to kind of be myself a bit more on camera without taking that kind of interview element out, which has been really nice because it's like, it's a different way, it's a different side to me that I think a lot of my friends have seen over the years and know, but you don't get a chance to kind of always show that in a 5-minute interview on like This Morning or something, you
and
know?
And the other thing is, you know, obviously you're fun to interview and you're good at being interviewed, but I think you're really good at interviewing other people. And I did see you on Jay McDonald when you performed with her, which was amazing. I am a big fan of Jay McDonald. However, I also think there's a little room for a Joe McElderry show.
Well, would
you want to do something like that?
I'm a talker. I love to talk to people, and I'm a proper sponge with people. Like, I love to get information off people and hear people's stories, and I love to chat, you know? So I'd love to do something like that. And if it involved music as well, you know, like, I'd love to. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
So if you're still listening out there, this could be, we need to throw it out to the universe for 2021.
Yeah, it's going to happen. We're going to do it.
Oh,
the Joe Show.
The Joe. Yeah. The Joe Show.
I'd love to do that.
It's going to happen. 100% it's going to happen. Now, do you know what? I reckon we need to get a bit festive. Go on. What song haven't we heard in absolute ages? Go on, pick one. Pick one of your favourite Christmassy ones.
I am going to say, what do I want? Absolute classic. Cliff Richard, Mistletoe and Wine.
The child is a king, the carol a sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme, with logs on the fire and gifts on the tree. A time to rejoice in the good that we see. A time for living, a time for believing, a time for trusting, not deceiving. Love and laughter and joy. Just follow the master. Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme.
Christmas from Pride Radio.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish it.
Pray for the other ones at Christmas time.
Band-Aid and Do They Know It's Christmas on Pride Radio. Merry Christmas, it's Kelly Scott here.
And Joe McKeldry, good morning.
Hope you are having a wonderful morning. Okay, now this is the bit of the show you've all been waiting for. We are about to embark on the Mariah Challenge. Are you excited, Joe?
I mean, you know how much I love Mariah. I can't wait. And I can't wait to see what people are going to bring to this.
And now, if you're just listening for the first time this morning, firstly, where have you been? Because you've been on since 7. But I'll let that go. I really will.
We'll allow it. It's Christmas.
This is going to be amazing. You know the Mariah Carey song, All I Want for Christmas Is You? There's that massive high note at the end that if you try it in karaoke, it all goes a little bit wrong. It's so difficult. But we're trying to work out this morning, can anyone who's listening right now hit that high note? Are you feeling confident for people, Joe?
I mean, nobody does it better than Mariah, but I've got faith in the people.
Okay. Why don't we go to line one? We've got John in Bishop Auckland. Good morning, John. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
How are you, John? How's your Christmas morning going?
Really good. I'm on my fifth gin, but I'm holding in there.
Oh, wow. I mean, starting on the gin in the morning, that's good going.
It takes the edge off, doesn't it? I think Christmas, though, it doesn't count. You can eat chocolate all day and you can drink from when you wake in the morning. They're the rules, aren't they, John?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's those alcoholic chocolates that you've got to watch out for, I think.
Oh, yes. Like a nice truffle, a champagne truffle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you reckon the gin is going to help or hinder your rendition of Mariah?
Do you know what? I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Oh, he sounds okay, confident.
Okay, well, I'm not going to mess around then. Let's go straight to it, John.
Come on, John, you can do this.
Use the gin. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, he's coughing. Are you all right, John?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You caught your breath there, did you?
That was amazing. Thank you so much. Hope you have a brilliant day.
Oh, you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It was all right.
It was like a siren.
It just went.
It was like a siren. It was really powerful and strong. Woo!
It's like All I Want for Christmas Is Woo. But kind of a woo-woo. I like
powerful.
It was powerful.
I enjoyed it.
I think he cut off because he noticed there was another gin on the side and was like, I'm
having that.
He
started coughing as well. He caught his breath, bless him.
That wouldn't happen to Mariah. I can't believe we've got loads more lined up as well. Brilliant. We'll do more of the Mariah Challenge after the waitresses and Christmas wrapping on Pride Radio.
show. This time this car wouldn't go. Forget it, it's cold, it's getting late. Try to run home to celebrate in a quiet way. Unwind, doing business right this time. Amy has provided me with the world's smallest turkey. Already in the oven, nice and hot. Oh damn, guess what I forgot. So on with the boots back. The only all-night grocery. When what to my wondering eye should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. Then in this one alone, he said, "Did you break this year? It's been crazy." I said, "Me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberry soup?" Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic brought this tale to a very
waitresses and Christmas wrapping on Pride Radio. It's Kelly and Joe here on this Christmas morning, currently absolutely loving the Mariah challenge that you're all getting involved with. Just seeing who can hit the high note. Okay, we need to do another one, Joe. Let's get another one, another one.
All right, I believe we have Sue from Sunderland on the line. Hello, Sue.
Woo! Hello!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, guys!
How are you doing? Are you all right? You're having a nice day so far?
I am. Thank you.
Good, good.
Are you in fine voice this morning? That's the main question.
I'm always in fine voice, Kelly.
Are you a karaoke kind of lady?
I love karaoke.
And is Mariah one of your go-tos or not?
My favourite.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've got a good feeling about this one now. Okay, well, you've heard it done before. I'm going to play the music and you just let yourself go and you hit that high note, just like
Ooh,
Mariah
come
will.
On, I've got faith in you. I know you can do this.
I shall try.
Okay, here we go. Come on, Sue, you can do it.
Come on, Sue!
Take a deep breath.
Yay! Merry Christmas,
oh
Sue.
God,
that was fantastic.
Merry Christmas, Sue. There was a few beepy numbers in the background there.
We even got, yeah, we got some numbers from your keypad on that as well. Have a good day. Lots of love.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
She was actually really good.
She absolutely nailed it.
She did. But will our next contestant nail it as well? Find out after Jonah Louis and Stop the Cavalry on Pride Radio.
Hey, Mr. Churchill comes over here to say we're doing splendidly. But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had enough, can you stop the cavalry? Say, oh yes, yet again, can you stop the cavalry? Mary Bradley waits at home in the nuclear fallout zone. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Wish I was at home. Bang, that's another bomb on another town while the Tsar and Jim have tea. If I get home, lift and tell the tale, I'll run for all presidencies. If I get elected, I'll stop. I will stop the cavalry. We'll be right back.
Wish I was at home for Christmas. Wish I could be dancing now in the arms of the girl I love. Mary Bradley waits at home. She's been waiting 2 years long. Wish I was at home for Christmas.
Jean-Louis and Stop the Cavalry on Pride Radio. It's Kelly Scott here with...
Joe McKeldry. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Now we are continuing with the Mariah Challenge, seeing who can hit that high note, because I clearly can't. We've had John on the gin, and we had Sue as well. She was actually really good.
Listen, Sue had the confidence and she absolutely nailed it. And sometimes... that's all you've got to do. If you've got the confidence that you're going to get there, it takes you all the way to success.
I'm getting obsessed with this. We need to do another one. Come on, anyone else on the line? Can we go somewhere else?
Apparently, we've got Stacey from North Shields. Are you there, Stacey?
Hello.
Hello, how
Merry
are you?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Are you having a nice day?
Absolutely the best.
And are you ready, more importantly, for the ultimate Mariah Carey challenge?
I'm absolutely going to blow you guys away.
Do you need to warm up or anything? Are you just ready to go?
I've already warmed up, actually.
Oh, she's come prepared. Okay. I love it.
Well, without further ado, let's take it away, Stacey.
Let's do it.
Go on, Stacey.
You can do it.
I've got confidence in you. Let's do it.
Yeah!
Well done, Stacey!
Well done.
Merry Christmas, have a lovely day!
Merry Christmas!
Bye!
Bye! Bye. Joe, you're laughing, you should laugh. It's really, she's just trying.
Oh, she was good.
No, to be honest, well, she's no Mariah. Well, let's just do one more. Let's just get one more, shall we?
All right, we've got to get one more on. And this one is going to be the ultimate.
It is.
I can feel it. All right, we've got Joanne on the line. Hello, Joanne, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you too?
Very good. And what are you doing for your Christmas day? What are your celebrations going to be like?
Well, you know, trying to celebrate as much as you can, but I'm in Brighton, so I will be with my friends and family, mostly with my family, and just celebrating as much as we can in this crazy time.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Well, more importantly, are you ready for the challenge? The Mariah Carey Challenge.
I'm not going to lie, it's not gone that well so far. Do you need a moment to prepare, or are you ready to just go for this?
I'm a bit nervous, but I'm just going to give it my best shot.
We're counting on you, Jo, to save the day, right?
Okay.
Let's do this. Come on, you can do it. We believe in you. Come on!
See you!
Yes! Oh, we got a riff as well. Yes!
What?
That's it. It's game over.
Amazing.
Nobody is going to beat that. Thank you so much, Joanne. That was so good.
Even Mariah wouldn't come up now to try and go against you. Your voice is amazing. Do you always sound that good? I'm hoping that was just a lucky moment.
That was definitely a lucky play.
Maybe it's the Christmas booze. The confidence.
It's spirit, honestly, I just feel like Mariah's inside me.
Oh. Well, hope you have an absolutely amazing day. Thank you so much. You put a massive smile on our face because we couldn't have handled another person missing that note. You've done it in style. Well done.
Joanne from Brighton, the UK's answer to Mariah Carey. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Oh my God, how good was she?
Incredible. I mean, nobody was going to beat that. We had to stop there because...
I think I've gone a bit overexcited now. I was just about to say, let's play Mariah Carey again, but we've already played her. So no more. Instead, let's have a bit of Shakin' Stevens. And Merry Christmas, everyone, on Pride Radio.
Everyone, time for parties and celebrations. Christmas on Pride Radio.